Hey, you're on with Mike.
Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, Mike, it's been a while.
Oh, boy.
Well, you've been so you've been so far away.
Yep.
I like that. It only took AJ 3 seconds for you to say, oh, boy.
I know you felt tormented, yes.
First thing out of the mouth.
See that? Welcome.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you on, and I'm glad you guys are doing like a reunion tour. Is this going to lead to more stuff?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, we have 4 shows booked this year. That's really the plan right now. We're going to do this and see how it goes.
Like a test.
Let me ask you, how's it going so far?
Really well. We've been rehearsing, and that's gone really well. And actually, our first show is tomorrow night.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. And looking forward to it.
Just so all the listeners know, this feels like there was some tension, and then you guys are back together, and you're going to kind of see how it goes. Is that what was happening?
No, there's really no tension. I mean, Aaron decided that he wanted to, pursue a country career. It's really what,
Wow.
And so he went, did his thing. And, we've always been in touch. And, honestly, there was just some offers. And, really what it was is that, the show we're playing tomorrow is Louder Than Life. It's a festival in Louisville, Kentucky. And there's a gentleman that runs a lot of these festivals named Danny Wimmer, who's a friend of ours and we've known for a lot of years. And honestly, Danny's been calling for years. He's like, you guys going to play this festival? You guys going to play this year? You going to play this year? So we finally were like, oh, let's do it. So, I think that, to me, Danny played a part in us, kind of doing this as he's been, he's been asking. And, I think we kind of finally said, yeah, let's just do it. So
that's
timing
cool.
Was right.
Okay. That's cool. And so you guys are thinking, well, if we're going to do the rehearsal and all of this, why not just blow out a couple of other dates as well?
Well, 2 of them were Danny's dates. And then we had, we said it'd be really cool to just, kind of play. We've always kind of played the casinos. Obviously Aaron does. That really, that made sense. And, the first show, went pretty quickly. So, Fox was actually asked us to add a second, so which was good.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
And, you guys are from Massachusetts, so it just makes sense that you're going to have a huge fan base here.
Yeah, I know, for sure. So, yes, it was actually a really good sign. Felt really good and really excited about doing it. Other than all the calls from all these people coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, man, can I get tickets?
Right.
Yep.
And, by the way, on that subject, can I get tickets?
Ask your program director. He's probably got some.
Yeah, right. That's his way of saying no.
That's when Mike's getting a lot of calls.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
I can't even say yes. I'm overwhelmed.
Came in same thought.
What's the furthest back? Like someone from high school or something said, "Hey, remember me? I walked by you once in the hallway."
Best friend from high school's brother texts me 3 times a week.
Really? 3 times?
Wow.
Like a stalker. Like a stalker.
No shame.
That's
in
more
that.
Like a stalker, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's not even my best friend. It's his brother that's texting me.
Right. Exactly. Right. Twice removed.
Right.
We hope that this leads to more stuff from you guys. We miss you guys.
No, me too. You know what I mean? And we'll see. I mean, so far everything felt really good. Rehearsals, like I said, have been great. And it's been fun to getting back together and just playing the songs again, we had our last rehearsal yesterday. We're off today and, we head to Louisville and, see how tomorrow goes.
Yeah. Day at a time.
It's all about tomorrow.
It's great. It's great for the first show back walking on stage, having done it 5 years to 45,000 people. It'll be fun.
Are you excited about that? Do you get anxiety? How do you feel right now?
No, I don't have any right now. I mean, I'd imagine that maybe people, but here's the deal. If you're rehearsed and you know what you're doing, there's really no reason to have that anxiety. So right now I'm not thinking of it at all. So like I said, tomorrow before you walk on stage, there might be a minute of that.
Right. And then after the first song or halfway or 10 seconds into the first song, it's gone.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of just get, it'll be good to be up there. And, you know, I know what's going to happen is that you'll blink and the set will be over, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Springsteen was asked that same question, and he's done it so many times, you would say, you think he'd say no, but he said, I wouldn't describe it as nerves. I would describe it as energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah. Have you, like, you guys have been together for a while and been through a lot. Have you ever gone on stage just really pissed at the other guys and just, like, wanted to smash them with a guitar?
Well, on stage, it's probably happened, like, during it. I mean, I don't remember any specific moments, but, I mean, you know, I think what happens is that when you're on the road and I haven't toured a lot like we used to. When we first started, though, I mean, we put out a record, we'd be gone for a year and a half, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. And you're with the same people every single day, and you're living on the same bus, 45-foot tube, and you're doing everything together. I mean, listen, people get on each other's nerves.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
And the stupidest thing can just set you off. And so, I mean, you kind of lose a sense of reality. I mean, I remember coming home from tour. I mean, it's, you know, and you're out there, and it's not reality. Like I said, it's not reality. You have people that do everything for you, get you whatever you want at any time. It's just, you know, you kind of have to get back and go, wait, this isn't how people live. This isn't, you know, this isn't the way things are. So, you know, I think all of that kind of comes into play. So, yes, I'm sure there was moments that, you know, that happened. I just don't remember anything specific. But I mean, sure, it was over something stupid like, you took a bag of Twizzlers to your bus, man. I wanted that.
Yeah. Or you right. Grab my ego.
Yeah, yeah, it's a yeah, relationship, exactly, and know? Right.
A roommate thing.
It's like exactly. Any relationship. It's like a marriage. AJ and I have been together for 24 years. There are times I want to choke him, and like but, you know, if anyone else tried to choke him, I would choke that person.
Right, then choke me.
But
no,
you,
sure.
You must get this a lot, right? Like if I'm out at an event, someone will walk up to me and say, "Where's AJ?" And I'm like, I don't know.
Got my back pocket. Right. I get that.
Right.
I get where's AJ.
Throw it away.
Right.
Throw it away.
It's like they think you know where everyone else is all the time.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I check in.
No. Yeah. Well, Mike, thanks for coming on, brother. I appreciate it. And we're linked up to the Foxwoods shows at WPLR.com.
That sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yep, take care.
Bye. You too.